Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org. I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics. Yeah. Again, we are movie theaterless.
Yes.
No new movies to speak of. In fact, there won't be any new movies for quite some time.
Oh, man, I'm distressed.
Back when, I think it was, let's see, early March, they announced that the film that I was probably most anticipating in 2020, which was set to be released in early April.
It's now going to be released in November, I'll bet.
It's now going to be released in November. The final Daniel Craig entry in the James Bond, in his run of James Bond films, No Time to Die.
Yep.
Now, you know what's interesting is, so they announced this before all of this craziness really kind of came to a head. And I thought, what are they, crazy? Well, you know, I thought, okay, they're flinching because they don't want to lose their global buzz. But soon afterwards, it was like dominoes falling, John.
Yeah.
With these movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you the one getting closer to where we are now, April, May, June, is A Quiet Place Part 2.
Yeah.
We've got it right here on our illustration.
Gotcha.
Part of our production value.
Right. I know.
Here at my condo.
Yeah. Very nice. I don't know how you printed it off. I don't want to know.
And that's coming. And John Krasinski. And I think that's the one that I look forward to in the next month or so, hoping that it'll come out.
A Quiet Place 2? Yeah. Oh, it's not coming out. That was delayed as well.
Well, no, I meant, well, I'm hoping. That's my hope, is that it will in a month or two.
Oh,
yes.
You think they'll, I don't think, this is the thing. I think once they announce these movies are delayed, they've already set their sights on a new release date, and that's it. I don't think there's any waffling on this. So, you know, I knew that one was going to get delayed because it was set to open in early May. I was holding out for a movie that was supposed to come out in late June, Top Gun Maverick.
Right.
And I thought, you know who's going to save everyone from this craziness? You know who's going to stand up to COVID-19 and face down this ridiculousness? I thought it would be Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And you know what? Top Gun Maverick hung in there, and then boom.
Well, I'll tell you.
Now it's looking at a Christmas release.
I'm hoping not too late released, at least before the election, is a film called Irresistible.
Okay.
And that's with Steve Carell. And he plays a Democratic strategist who helps a returning vet to run for mayor.
I saw the trailer for this.
Okay, and he's a Democrat.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm hoping that has some allegorical implications for this, and definitely should be here before November.
That would be nice.
It would be nice, yeah.
Irresistible. Who else is in that? That's Steve Carell. And...
Oh, no, it's directed by and written by Jon Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that good?
Right.
Again, I'm just hoping it'll be time for a little bit of bitterness.
Right. A lot of other movies, a smaller movie called Antlers, which I was looking forward to, a little horror film.
Yes.
Classic, in the classic monster movie vein, also delayed, so we'll miss out on that.
One of the ladies I'm looking forward to, Hilary Swank.
Oh.
In Fatale, as in Femme Fatale. She plays a cop who lures a married man into a murder situation.
Wow.
And she's a French police detective, and she tricks him.
Wait, Hilary Swank plays a French police detective?
Probably she's not the police detective. This is as little as I know.
Okay.
It's another one of those.
I was going to say, no wonder they delayed it. They probably had to, you know, work her accent out of there. Here's the other disappointing thing about the movie theaters being closed and these movies being, their releases being delayed, is movies that were shooting have had to stop shooting. A number of other films I was really excited about, going back to Tom Cruise, the last two Mission Impossible films being shot back to back, They were shooting in Italy, of all places, yeah. where the coronavirus has hit worst. They halted filming.
Yeah.
The Matrix 4, shooting in San Francisco, halted production as well.
And you know,
so all these other, like, not only are the films themselves being delayed, the shooting has been, it sent the whole industry into a kind of tailspin.
And we hope they don't wait too long. And we hope they don't wait too long, because then Cruise will be way too old to play the part.
That's craziness. You're talking craziness. He'll never be too old. In fact, you know, I draw this weird inspiration from Tom Cruise. I want to know what he's up to, because I feel like this wouldn't slow him down any. I'm sure that he's not. I'm sure that he's honoring the social distancing. I'm sure that he's doing his part. But I bet that he's also doing it in high style and with boundless energy.
Well, I'll tell you, in taking from Broadway and putting into a film, Lin-Manuel Miranda in The Heights.
Yeah, the musical.
Yeah, it was a musical. And that's always tough. But when they're good, like Chicago, they're really good.
Oh, yeah.
So let's hope. He's a genius.
So here's my question for you.
Yes.
Do you think that when this viral cloud has lifted and we can all go back about living our lives, and movie lovers like ourselves and hopefully people out there listening can make it back to theaters, do you think there will be just like this renewed passion for seeing movies in the theater? Do you think people will flock to these films? Do you think they'll do double the business they would have if this hadn't interfered?
I'd like to believe that that's the way it is going to be. What I'm afraid is they're going to get too used to sitting home and watching streaming. In other words, I'm not sure this helps movie theaters enough. I think people get used to it, and particularly introverts will be loving this whole business, and they'll be finding their movies and see how much streaming there's going on.
Well, I'm not the usually the optimistic one, but I do think, as somebody who, you know, frequents movie theaters, the Gateway Film Center mostly, that I feel like people haven't. I feel like now more than ever they'll actually contemplate the difference between watching a movie on their couch at home, streaming, and the communal kind of charge you get when you see a movie in the theater, even when there are very few people in the auditorium with you. There's something about going to a movie and you miss it. I feel like when this thing finally lets up and we can get back to living, that people will support their local film theaters and support movie going. I feel like they're missing it. Maybe they just don't know it yet.
No, and I think there's something really true in what you're saying. For people who have been cooped up for months, one of the major dating venues is a movie theater.
Yeah.
For our culture. So I think you may be right that they will flock to that as a chance to have dates and be together with other people.
Right,
meanwhile, they're going to need something really stupidly funny, and a movie that may be coming out is called Greed.
Oh, Greed. By the way, we should mention, if you hear a buzzing sound, there's some there's some construction work going on in John's
in our
building.
Condo building.
Of course it has to sound like that. You know, this is like this awkward electronic flatulence sound.
Well, by the way, then, that funny film that I'm alluding to is Steve Coogan.
Oh.
With the big teeth.
Yeah, Steve Coogan.
The super rich.
Reviews for that one were already coming out prior to its delay, and I don't think we're missing anything.
Well, is there anything else? I've got a couple more here.
Yeah, what do you got?
One of my all-time favorites is in a movie called Burnt Orange Heresy. And it stars Donald Sutherland, still around.
Wow.
Yep. And in fact, we were looking at him playing a corrupt general in Breakout in its movie time.
Okay.
Last time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with Linda last week.
Oh, okay. What's Breakout on?
No, it's not. It's on Netflix.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And the one that I'm looking, the one that we did 2 weeks ago was called Breakout.
Okay.
No, Outbreak.
Outbreak. Oh, jeez.
Well, yeah, always being cinema classics and it's movie time, being right on top of
it. Right, of course.
Donald Sutherland played the corrupt general.
He was the corrupt general.
He was the corrupt general. Okay. So he's coming out in a film called Burnt Orange Heresy, in which he plays an art dealer, and he's corrupt in that one, too. He's just
and by the way, we should say a lot of, like, so right before this all happened, The Hunt came out, that entertaining movie with the other lead
Thank
in GLOW,
you. Yeah.
Betty Gilpin,
yeah,
with co-starring opposite Hilary Swank. Yeah, that movie was delayed, then came out, and now it just went immediately to like a streaming platform. Like, or I think you can see a lot of these new releases. Some of the studios are opting to put them out on the streaming platform, so you can rent them.
And when it's not $3, it's going to be $20 or $50
even
for the
if
very
was,
new ones.
But yeah, even if it was $20.
Yes.
Right. You know what I mean? It's a lot cheaper than a pay-per-view boxing match.
It is. All right. That's the future.
Yeah.
We're here now.
Waiting.
We're mining whatever we can off the internet.
Patiently waiting for James Bond and Tom Cruise.